WGN.
All right, everybody, get ready. Strap yourself in for an escape. We're going to do a total escape from the news cycle. This is going to be totally out of context and fun. Chicago television commercials, the classics. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for, the return of Roger Badish on WGN Radio. Here we go.
When you're thinking Lincoln, Lincoln, better carpeting, well, let's call National 2-9000, National 2-9000.
And there you have it, Roger Badish. I hope that aggravated the crap out of you, that spot.
Thanks for playing my theme song.
It's your theme
every time
song.
Every time I go outside to sit on the front porch with my espresso in the morning, I play that real loud for the neighbors.
Did you say with the asbestos in the morning?
Espresso. Hello.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Testing. 1-2, 1-2. How are you doing, buddy? How's that gardening going?
Oh, man. I had fun today. Oh, gosh. It was wonderful. I got a nice little seating area out in the back. Let the people follow me on Facebook. They'll see the beautiful pictures.
You know,
and a big surprise next week.
Okay.
Oh, it could be Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
Big surprise.
Okay. I know. You know, I found ourselves, and I'm thinking, is this where we are in life that you and I are on the phone talking about fountains for the backyard and what to put in there to prevent algae? That's kind of what we did earlier
today. It was so weird because you sent me a picture of that you've got the same fountain.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is crazy. I thought I found that this was brand new and that I got a great deal on it.
You did.
And here you are. You beat me to it.
It looks very nice. Well, I love that you were embracing it. If people don't know, you know, Roger's been.
Are you going to put fish in the pond?
David Jennings, everybody.
He knows.
It's Shark Week.
Okay. It's Shark Week. So we're going to get some fish in there. I like that. You know what, though? I will say that for a guy that's been living in the city, in apartments and condos around town, to have, you know, for the first time in your life at 90, to get a house. Are you 90?
You want me to hit him for you?
Let me subtract the 4, add the 0.9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll go with that. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I mean, I love that you are embracing this house. I mean, you're doing wonderful things, and it seems like you're really having a good time, buddy.
I'm having a blast every day. I wake up, the sun is shining, the birds are singing.
Yeah.
It's just, and like you said, 40 plus years living in the same place in the city.
Yeah, yeah.
Up on Chicago's north side. A great, lovely neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, raised a family there and everything. But at a point, we just got to, you
time.
Know.
It's time to do something different.
Change a lifestyle. So, we're doing great. Everyone's feeling good. We've got some family coming into town Monday or Tuesday. That's why we have to wait on the big garden surprise till then. And
this is life's worries now.
Well, because I've been told by the boss that don't post any pictures until they get here. She wanted them to see it.
All right. Okay.
So we'll do all right. And it's going to be great. And got to get you out here at some point.
I do.
When you've got, like, you know, 2 minutes freedom in your busy schedule.
You know, very busy schedule. By the way, Mr. Noonan just texted it and said to say hello, and he texted me earlier. I got to get back to him, too. But, maybe we should just do I'll come hang out and have some cigars and bourbon on your porch. How about that?
You know, I've got that in the liquor cabinet, and then the previous owners left a refrigerator in the garage.
Oh, nice.
And the refrigerator has been fully stocked since, like, the second week we got here last year.
I love that.
Yep.
Well, we're here to talk a little classic commercials, because this is something we did on the overnights and the late nights, which I absolutely love doing with you, because you, when I think about, again, you know, in your own mind, you know, what is stored in your skull is fun but worthless information. And you're my guy.
And the x-rays prove it.
And they do. They absolutely do. All right. I'm going to kick this off because we, you know, when you think about commercials, 50s, 60s, 70s, and really I only came in the 70s and some of this stuff, but some of these commercials, they're done so cheaply. And we're going to talk about cars in the next segment, but we're going to do a few classics before we go to break. And these are the ones that, again, it was all based on this Chicago school of television of, you know, putting it together pretty much with a little tape, a little spit, a little glue, and you had a commercial. And that's how they were all done here in Chicago, right?
Exactly. And my memory goes back to the times of the week, Saturdays and Sunday mornings, mm-hmm. when I was freed by the parents to watch TV. So, in other words, keep them out of our hair, mm-hmm. go watch TV. So I've got Channel 9 on because you've got reruns of Basil Rathbone as Sherlock Holmes.
Yep.
You've got all the old detective movies, the black and white movies, and these commercials ran during those times. So that's why I've got such a memory of this stuff. It's like I can hear the singing of phone numbers incessantly in my brain.
Right,
because that's what they did.
The phone numbers and the what are they called? National 29,000 we just played from Lincoln. That was how everybody. That's how everyone's phone number was on their phone. It was a couple letters first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the letters stood for actual words based on where you were in the city. And usually, it was divided up by zone. So, like, I grew up in Evanston, so there was Davis 8, there was University 4. And there was University 9. Yeah. Those were the three exchanges back then. Now there's so many numbers, I don't even know my own number.
Here's what's really funny is National NA 29,000 was still playing in the 80s. Like people, like I didn't know what the hell that meant. I guess I had to look it up. But here it is. Here's Bouchel with a very similar one. Let's take a listen.
I'm Cecil Treadway with the most dramatic breakthrough in carpet cleaning that I've seen in all my years in the business. This is our new biodegradable dirt dissolver. We apply it to your carpeting before we clean it. Now look at what happens when our powerful cleaning equipment goes to work on carpeting just like yours. We won't upset your home because we're in and out fast. With our exclusive new process, your carpeting is dry and ready for use in a matter of hours. See for yourself. Call Bouchel at
Hudson 32700.
Hudson. And Cecil Treadway, by the way. But Hudson, H-U-D. Yeah. Cecil Treadway.
And I used to sing that in school and always got the more weird looks than I would normally get.
Yeah.
Because I would love that deep voice.
Yeah.
And I'd walk around because that was those phone numbers were my top 40 in school when I was a kid.
Yeah, no question. You know, we all know Empire, but there's an original commercial that probably gives you a little look at what it sounded like before it was national.
No fast talker from New York can match that. Please call. If we could just get together, I know we could work things out. Is this you?
That was Lynn Haldren, who's the guy that's now animated in those commercials. Harlem Furniture, very familiar jingle. It's now the Room Place, but you'll like our style.
Harlem has style.
Furniture.
Harlem has quality.
Discounts too.
Nice price place since 1912. Harlem Furniture, you like our style.
Now open south at 79th and Cicero.
Oh, how nice. There was one. Remember Nelson?
Over there at some point.
Nelson Brothers, remember that one?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Maybe the late 60s through the 70s? Let's take a listen.
Yeah, and it was great because at Christmas time, everyone had either their Santa, lit Santa on the front lawn, or a lit snowman on the front lawn.
So the Santa was from Polk Brothers, I think, right?
Oh, I've got too much useless information.
Because Dean Richards still has his Polk Brothers Santa that he puts in the window. He doesn't put it outside because it's pretty valuable, but he still puts it out there. He still has one of those. But here's a little Nelson Brothers for you.
Okay, Nelson.
With your credit power, Nelson Brothers Warehouse and Showrooms delivers the bedroom furniture you've always wanted. Imagine this luxurious ensemble in your bedroom. Get everything from rugs on the floor to pictures on the wall. Remember, with your credit power, Nelson Brothers finds the way to make it happen.
Nelson Brothers wouldn't think of charging you for delivery.
Open Monday and Thursday till 9, Sundays 10 to 5 at all Nelson Brothers Furniture Centers and the Warehouse Showroom.
Nelson Brothers loves me, and they love you too.
Right?
Yeah, I got my brothers mixed up. Sorry.
You got your brothers mixed up. More with Roger Badish. We are talking classic TV commercials, jingles, pitch people. We're going to talk Lynn Burton for certain, Harry Schmirler, Salozzi Adelson, all those car things we're going to do in the next segment on 720 WGN.
Oh, come on in and celebrate the all-new, brand-new 1981 Escort. Ford's World Car with front-wheel drive. Escort, only $51.58 at Burt Wyman Ford. So order now for early delivery. Yes, the 81s are here right now. Thunderbird, Fairmont, Mustang. Not only are they here, but you get immediate delivery and you get Burt Wyman's famous discount prices. Act now during our gala September Carnival of Savings for the buy of a lifetime. And what about used cars? Well, all of our used cars are sacrificed to make room for new car trade-ins. Check the savings with me right now.
Wow. Do you still have that 81 Escort?
No, I've got a 68 convertible.
Okay.
There's no engine in it.
Okay.
I'm all using it as a planter.
Oh, God, that's nice.
There's room in the back.
There is. I bet you there is.
Full size, all metal. It's beautiful.
It's Roger Badish joining us. By the way, endless texts about you. Love Roger, miss Roger. So if you want to give out your home address, people could come visit you this weekend.
I'm expecting the parade to pass by.
Yes.
Just throw candy.
That would be just throw cash and candy throw by Roger's house.
Easy. By the way, we forgot one quick one.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite. Mm-hmm. It's a commercial that we never knew who the spokesperson was because you never saw them.
Mm, who was it?
And so I wasn't trying to place names with faces to see if it was the same announcer or something else. But it was CET. It was an electronics appliance store.
Oh, that's right.
And they had the same jingle as Bouchelle, almost, because it was a low-voiced singer. So it was Mohawk 4-4-100 CET for television. And all they would show would be pictures of TVs and appliances. You would never see the announcer.
Your singing hasn't gotten any better.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about cars, because I know I told you this is going to go quickly, but what would be the one? Harry Schmerler, your singing Ford dealer, was a big one, right? Rockabye your baby, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the next one? What would be another one that you as?
For me, it was Lynn Burton, because at the time I didn't know it, but you informed me that they filmed all of those car commercials with Lynn Burton at WGN-TV.
Yeah, that floor is still there.
Stage.
It's still there. It's still in
it's
the back.
It's still there.
The revolving.
And those would run every commercial break during those movies on Channel 9.
Yeah, I remember those live. Most of those live. Most of those live. Solozzi Edelson is probably another one that people remember that ran for forever. Absolutely. Let's take a
listen. At Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet in Elmhurst at York and Roosevelt Roads,
where you always save more money.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. Al Pamonte, you know, I don't know, he just died some years ago. I think we were doing late nights, or I was filling in for somebody, but just a legend in the car business. And he did all his commercials, you know, himself for years, and always wore one of his signature sweaters. Let's take a listen.
Have you always had a desire to own a sports car? How about a 1986 Mustang? Can you afford $100 down and $159 a month? At Al Pamonte Ford and at Al Pamonte's Arlington Heights Ford, for only $100 down and $159 a month, you can own a 1986 Mustang. At Al Pamonte Ford and at Arlington Heights Ford, it's $100 down and $159 a month.
Yeah, classic.
And he was always in the picture. That
always.
Was not a voiceover. He was right there, and he would point that finger at the screen every time.
Yeah. Made you want to go see him, obviously.
Point fingers back at him.
Yeah, we bought cars from that guy. The most annoying commercial, commercial.
No.
Do you know which one?
No. I know which one.
Timmy at Long Chevrolet.
Extra, Long Chevrolet has the deals. Extra, extra, read all about it. Long has 300 trucks in stock. More trucks arriving every day. Long Chevrolet has the selection you want.
All right, just turn that off. That's enough. Jesus.
It's at that vocal level that just makes your ears bleed. Thank you.
A little bit. Do you remember Howard?
Yes. Who was it? His grandmother?
It was the grandmother.
No, his mother.
Yeah, maybe it was his mom. It was Howard Pontiac.
Yeah, and she kept baking stuff.
That nobody ate. Let's take a listen.
My son Howard was never good at math. You know Howard, he owns Howard Pontiac in Elmhurst, and he hasn't changed. Just look at those ridiculously low prices in that overstocked lot. But that's good for you. But do me a favor. Before you drive off in that new Pontiac gloating over that low price, have him do his times table. He could use the practice.
Howard Pontiac, Elmhurst.
On Rand Avenue.
Yeah, I remember that.
And talk about a guy who could never live up to his mother's standards. He could use the practice. Come on.
I know. There's still one spot out there that is very reminiscent of the old ones, and that is, what is the one in, it's on the south side, starts with an H, it's with the shopping cart. It's the commercials with the guy.
Oh, the huge shopping cart?
Yeah.
Was it?
Homewood. It's in Homewood. Homewood something with the shopping cart. But yeah. Text me, folks, if you know what that is. Here's one.
There's another one, and it's long gone. It was up on the far north side.
Yeah.
Nikki Chevrolet.
Nikki.
Nikki Chevrolet with the backward K.
Oh, okay. Was that in the 40s?
That's going to, you know, shake a few brains out there.
Okay.
Because they only closed maybe about 15 years ago.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Another legend. Of course, we talked about Jim Moran, the courtesy man. I mean, we don't have any spots from him, but that was like the first Hudson dealership in Chicago. And then the one guy that Bob Jadel was his name. He was the infamous Victory Auto Wreckers guy from 1981. Mm. He worked for Victory Auto Wreckers, and they said, hey, we're doing a commercial. Come over here and act like the door's falling off. And I know somewhere on YouTube there is outtakes of the actual commercial of the door falling off and going the wrong direction and so forth.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that video too, yeah.
And I wanted to use the photo for our podcast that we'll post afterwards. And we reached out to Victory Auto Wreckers, and they were like, anything for WGN TV or radio. I mean, they've been running those spots for years. Let's give them a free one.
That old car might be worth money. Call Victory Auto Wreckers at 860-2000 for a quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's in. Victory tows 7 days a week, and you might get cash on the spot or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Victory has 10 acres of used parts, starters, transmissions, batteries for all types of cars. Victory Auto Wreckers, 710 East Green in Bensonville near O'Hare. Call 630-860-2000.
Yeah, he's still getting residual checks from that.
I was just going to, ring the cash register. Thank you. I appreciate that. Great minds think alike.
Absolutely. All right. Roger Badish is with us. He's going to hang around after the news. We're going to talk about some very classic department stores, Weibold's Venture, Zayer, all those that we all came up with. We'll talk about that right after the news.
Why settle for some of it when you can get all of it?
Get it all. Get it all. Get to Zayer.
It's got to be a knockout, so I got to Zayer.
It's got to last.
It's got to have a name I know.
So we got to Zayer.
Get it all, get it all.
It's got to be a real value.
Get to Zayer and get it all.
Exciting fashions, famous brands, honest quality, genuine value.
Get to Zayer and get it all.
That last suit you got, Roger Badish, was from Zayer, wasn't it?
Actually, I'm still waiting on the pants, though.
Okay. It's Dave Player, Roger Badish. We're talking classic Chicago commercials, jingles, just escaping from everyday BS. We're just kind of having a good time here. By the way, Peter from 708 texted in, Shopee is the cart now in the TV. It's for Chevrolet of Homewood and the Homewood-based Ford dealership. So it's Shopee.
Oh, nice.
Very old school. And before
the talking cart.
Doug wants to jump in before we get into department stores, a little bit on cars. Doug, you're on 720 WGN. How are you, buddy?
Great. Hey, Dave. Really enjoy your show. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, sir. Timmy?
Roger, love you on with Dean on Sunday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, so you guys were talking about Long Chevrolet and Timmy.
Yeah.
And you were saying how annoying he was. There was a commercial that would give you that find Timmy annoying a reprieve. I can't remember if he was reading from cue cards or if he actually read from the headlines of the newspapers he was holding. But in one of the last ones they did, he reads, kid gets hit in the face with a pie.
And he did.
And somebody off camera smacks him in the face with a pie.
Can I tell you something?
He deserved it.
He deserved it, Doug.
Yes. I thought you might have liked to hear that, but that, if you didn't find that clip, it was pretty darn funny.
I do remember that one. And you know what? That was, he deserved it. That's all I thought, because I was a kid, I think, when that aired, and I thought, finally somebody got this guy in the face with something. We brought us back in with a Zayer commercial, which sounded like just an ad on our station. No, it didn't. But
sure.
That was around, you know, until 1990, Zaire.
Yeah. Zaire was around for quite a while. It was kind of an in-between those types of stores. Mm-hmm. That whole concept kind of went through several stages in yeah. my lifetime, which is a little longer than yours, even though I hear you're catching up.
It's got 30-year difference.
Types of stores went through different changes.
Yeah.
Bargain Town, Kmart, those types of stores started out, and then other companies got ideas to expand. They were offering the clothing. It wasn't just a little five and dime.
No.
You run in, you get something, you run out. They wanted you to spend all day there and give you chance to buy anything.
You know what Zaire was a part of at the very end was TJX Companies, which was the parent company of TJ Maxx and Marshalls and Home Goods. So I guess they kept some Zaires for a little bit, but eventually they went out. Here's another.
Go ahead. Yeah, a lot of places. Depends where in the country you live, too.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, very regional. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little venture.
Save adventure. Yeah, save with style.
Greet the new year with Venture's great after Christmas savings. Save 33% on the entire stock of men's outerwear. A special group of ladies' sweaters just $7.99. Babies' blanket sleepers now $3.49. Holiday party needs 99 cents each. Hit records are two for $3. 5 packs of Scott towels or tissues are $3. Venture's after Christmas sale. Don't miss it.
There wasn't a lot of style there, but one of the former Target execs started this mm-hmm. chain in 68, 70 stores, St. Louis, Chicago, Kansas City. Mm-hmm. They lasted till there was the largest discount chain in Chicago. And then in January 1998, the Venture went to 98.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's.
And there's still one out on Golf Road at Milwaukee. The building is there, and the sign is still there, even though,
crazy.
You know, the black and white stripes, but they've, like, painted over it with whoever's in that building now. But you can, the same plastic lit sign is on the big pole out there.
I think I know where you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Weebolts.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
1883.
My mother took me to Weebolts every time to help her go shopping, please.
That was back to school. Back to school was Sears on North Avenue in Harlem. Okay. And I'm sure it was for a lot of folks, too. And then a Weebolts, it was at Harlem and Irving. But 1883 to 1887.
A few years before I started, they started.
Okay, sure. Sure. Okay, let's take a listen.
It's Weebolt's biggest Hoover sale ever. Save 20 to 50% on all Hoover products. Uprights, canisters, Concept One cleaners, and more. This Hoover convertible upright with full-time edge cleaning is just $64.88. And both this self-propelled Concept One and the Hoover two-motor power nozzle canister are now sale priced at $199.88 each. Save 20 to 50% on all Hoover products. Now at Weebolt's, State Street, and near your home.
And, of course, another classic, you know, Marshall Fields. People are still feeling the sting that brand name went
away. Didn't downtown keep the sign?
Oh, yeah.
There's the Marshall Fields sign on the side of one of the walls
It might be a landmark. No, it's on every corner. Every corner on both sides, it is a bronze sign that says Marshall Field and Company, which is really, really, really cool. And they've got some things inside the store too, like you can buy Marshall Fields T-shirts and purses and stuff and whatnot. But it doesn't take away the sting of doing that. And they ran literally 6-8 months when Macy's already bought them. They put together this commercial right before they changed the name. Let's take a listen.
As Chicagoans, we don't take our city for granted. In fact, we treasure everything it has to offer. From Buckingham Fountain to the Water Tower, Chicago is full of famous landmarks, including Marshall Fields. We've been part of the city for 150 years now, and we're proud to be a part of Chicago. You might even say Marshall Fields is as Chicago as it gets.
Yep, let's change the name.
Yeah. And we won't tell anyone
within
about it.
Months. Within months. It's a Chicago as it gets.
You can tell how well that has not worked by the number of people you'll come across who still call it Marshall Fields.
I still call Fields. It Marshall Fields, yeah. And there's a group out there, Dave, that that like still like pickets and stuff that they want the name back. You know, so
well, that's never going to happen, unfortunately.
I will hold on to the merino wool scarves that I have that still have the Marshall Fields sewn tag on them.
I'm with you.
Nice.
Yeah.
With you. I got a couple of those.
Yep. I like that. Yeah. Who was, okay, you know this answer, Roger, because you work with them, Steve and Johnny.
Right.
Who was one of their most frequent guests that they wrote a book about? Tell me.
Even I know the answer to this one.
Les Paul.
Paul, the guitarist. Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
A big TV star in the day.
Yeah.
And a pioneer in electric guitars.
Yes.
And recording. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was Les Paul and it was Mary Ford, and they did the commercial for Robert Hall. Let's take a listen.
Hi, this is Les Paul.
And Mary Ford.
School bells ring. Children sing, it's back to Robert Hall again. Mother knows for better clothes, it's back to Robert Hall again. You'll save more on clothes for school, shop at Robert Hall.
Boom.
Yeah, and that was all of his recording equipment, making it, that was their sound.
Yeah.
That echo sound, it just, the harmonizing, they recorded her on like 4, 5, 6 tracks, doing different harmonizing with herself. It was cutting edge stuff
for its time.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It totally was. I mean, you're talking about two of the most, you know, influential people in their music genre doing a commercial like that. It's clear as a bell. Like it was recorded in a studio and still sounds fabulous. Yeah.
And while I was born and raised in New York City, we had Robert Hall too.
No, did you really?
Yes.
Oh. So it wasn't as local as I thought.
No.
Okay. All right. You had the Macy's though in Times Square, outside of Times Square.
We most certainly did. That's a big square block.
That store still has wooden escalators going to the basement. Wooden.
They're beautiful. I remember those.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They're beautiful. You were talking about Polk's Brothers earlier, which, you know, people think, you know, there was a big electronics and appliance store, and a lot of folks, you know, said, well, they went under. They really didn't go under. I think they saw that, you know, they didn't. They have a massive foundation that they took the money from, but I think it was, they were just done running stores and generations under
there
them.
There was some, the newer generations, there were some disagreements, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's one of the main reasons why the stores just stopped. But you're right; that foundation is still going full blast,
very strong. Let's take a listen.
At Polk Brothers, for just $4, with over 5,000 major brand name products, you can own your own 1983 high tech Cobra extension telephone. Polk Brothers lets you stop paying that hidden monthly rental to the phone company for good. You plug it in instantly. This exciting Polk Extra has automatic redial, on-off ringer switch, works on call forward or call waiting. Only at Polk Brothers for just $4 with major appliances, TV, stereos, furniture, carpet. Polk Brothers does it again, Chicagoland.
Yeah, there you have it.
Yeah.
I've got less than 2 minutes left, about a minute and a half, and I have to tell you that because
we haven't even touched the surface.
We haven't touched the surface, but why don't you tell folks where you'll be performing and appearing?
Well, I'll be opening up for you at Skechers, which is the name of some bar somewhere in a small city in North Dakota.
Roger will be appearing at the Jewel tomorrow, going grocery shopping over on Cumberland, if you want to visit him.
Right. Stay out of my aisle. That's all I got to say. Just when I'm looking for something, you don't have to be.
Yeah.
Go to the next aisle. Whatever.
He's a car pusher.
Don't forget, The Unplanned Life.
Yes.
The Journey of Roger Badish
is still
available at Arts Press.
Okay.
And look at this. I'm doing self-promotion.
Is it 99 cents now, or what is it?
Well, it's
been, it's pretty steep
it's in
before.
The bargain bin. it's in the bargain bin of books at Walgreens.
Okay. $1.10. You buy a pack of gum. No, it's awesome. I know it's still out there. That's great. Hey, before I let you go, though, I got to ask you this. I'm going to play my interview coming up with Tony Dow, and which I think we did when we were working together is Tony Dow and Jerry Mathers. But that was did you watch that show growing up?
Oh, always. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I love the Beeve because he was always getting into trouble. He knew better.
Yeah.
Because Wally kept telling him, don't do this. This is it. And then he, you know, I kind of burned down the house next door. What do you think I should tell Mom and Dad? You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I was very sad to see that.
Roger,
it was unfortunate.
Thank you so much for joining us, buddy. Let's do it again.
My pleasure, buddy.
Let's do it again. We'll see you on the front porch.
Okay.
Take care. Roger Badish, everybody.